The warning comes as millions of families worldwide are spending their summer vacations at the shore. In 2005, there were more than 20,000 U.S. cases of water contamination. Nancy Stoner of the Natural Resources Defense Council says the signs of pollution are not always visible.
Often water looks clean, it may smell clean, and it may look very inviting, but it can be filled with dangerously high levels of bacteria.
Everything from household trash, like this toilet paper, to sewage spills and runoff. Environmental specialist Brad DeLashima monitors the water at Virginia Beach, Virginia. He says high bacteria levels can even be caused by bird droppings.
You can get a large flock of seagulls concentrated on an area of the beach that could raise the levels.
Virginia Beach health authorities issued a swimming advisory on this 1.5 kilometer stretch after high levels of fecal matter were found in the water. In Port Angeles, Washington, 48 kilometers of shoreline were closed after the city's main sewer line broke down. Beach bacteria is believed to be a worldwide problem, particularly in countries with little or no standards about sewage runoff. But it is difficult to find records of beach closings because of water bacteria. The World Health Organization does not list countries with problem beaches. Environmentalists say there is often pressure from the local tourism industry to keep this kind of bad news quiet. No matter which country they live in, children and the elderly are especially susceptible to waterborne bacteria. It can cause serious intestinal problems, gastroenteritis, diarrhea, hepatitis, and kidney infections are common results. As one environmentalist put it, a day at the beach should not mean a night spent in the bathroom, or even worse, in the emergency room. Melinda Smith, VOA News.